This is the September 2020 Monthly Credit Strategy Note from Market Desk Research. The U.S. Credit Strategy Report is designed to simplify credit investing by focusing on the key drivers of risk and return. The report provides quick hits across all major credit areas, updates on global central bank activity, and our updated credit ratings. This month's title, Investors Increase Credit Risk Exposure and Inflation Expectations Tick Up in August. Here's the main points. August 2020's credit market performance confirmed investors' risk on sentiment. Convertible bonds outperformed for the fifth consecutive month, while 10-year and 30-year treasuries both underperformed. On the corporate front, high yield outperformed investment grade by plus 1.8%. The Federal Reserve's accommodative monetary policy and low interest rates are pushing investors toward riskier credits in order to earn higher yields. We believe this will continue to occur. As a result, we remain overweight riskier assets, such as high yield and emerging market sovereign bonds, to generate higher yields and benefit from tightening credit spreads. The risk to this position is a second infection wave, deteriorating investor sentiment, and weak economic growth. In the end, we think the Federal Reserve's stimulus programs will support the credit markets. Inflation expectations ticked higher again in August. Investors appear to associate surging money supply with inflationary pressure. The Federal Reserve's recent move to allow inflation to overshoot 2% during certain periods also likely increased expectations. However, we believe the market's inflation expectations are too high for multiple reasons. While increasing money supply is a key inflationary ingredient, the Bank of Japan's recent monetary policy showed central banks alone cannot create inflationary pressures. There must be additional policies and economic activity to create inflation. In Japan's case, the consumption tax increase and other regulatory requirements pressured economic growth, thereby contradicting the money supply increase. Looking at the present-day U.S., the unemployment rate remains elevated. Enhanced unemployment benefits expired at the end of July 2020, and the ongoing recovery remains gradual and fragile. We believe those thematic drivers will act to contain inflation. This is not to say deflation is imminent, only that inflation could remain weak in the coming months. Here's key takeaways from the month. Emerging market sovereign. Maintain overweight due to spread versus 10-year treasury rate, figure 3, and strong global central bank stimulus measures. Tips. Inflation expectations continue to rise. Figure 19, but we believe inflationary pressures remain weak, see above. Convertibles. Top performing credit segment for fifth consecutive month. Figure 7. Vulnerable to equity market sell-off. High yield. Maintain overweight versus investment grade due to potential for high yield outperformance over next 12 months. Figure 42. Expect spreads to tighten further. Municipals. Position in BBB to capture tightening spread. Figure 49. Refer to July 17, 2020 Friday strategist. CMBS. We believe the commercial real estate market remains too risky, especially lower rated debt. Remain underweight for now. Thanks for listening to this month's Credit Strategy Note from Market Desk Research. Have a great day.